Capital Region Congressman Paul Tonko stopped by Albany Medical Center Tuesday morning to headline a press conference on water systems and infrastructure. The city of Albany alone has 317 miles of water pipes, some of which are 135 years old. Tonko was in town as part of his ongoing effort to raise awareness about the need for investment in public water systems. The Democrat noted that 86% of U.S. households rely on public water supplies.
Here in the Northeast, this becomes incredibly important because we're some of the oldest infrastructure going. With it are many, many concerns because we've underinvested over the last decades.
Nationwide, Tonko says leaking pipes lose an estimated 7 billion gallons of clean drinking water every day. There are more than 700 water main breaks every day, and there may be as many as 10 million lead-contaminated service lines in use. Tonko is promoting the Drinking Water System Improvement Act of 2017.
H.R. 3387, a legislative bill called AQUA that we began with, that would revamp the SRF, the State Revolving Fund. That's the vehicle by which Washington sends out dollars to the 50 state capitals, and they send those dollars into their communities in their given state. That has not been reauthorized in some 21 years. And so we not only reauthorize it, but we double the commitment made by Washington to make certain that we have at least a step in the right direction.
Tonko is encouraged by progress made to date. He expects the bill will be addressed by the full House in September, then move on to the Senate. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan says clean water is an important component of economic growth and development.
And I remind our residents all the time who often grumble about the large number of tax-exempt facilities that we have here in the city of Albany, and I remind them that those facilities are not exempt from paying for water.
Sheehan says water presents an income opportunity for the city. Albany Med used almost 77 million gallons of water at its main site in 2016.
I want to thank Albany Medical Center for being a large user of our water, and we take your faith in us very seriously, and we are making investments every day to ensure that our drinking water is safe and that we are able to supply water at the right pressures to our customers.
Karen Seward, who oversees facilities engineering at AMC, led Tonko on a tour through Albany Med's on-site chilled water facility.
Clearly, clean water is fundamental, essential, and critical element that enables us to carry out our mission of caring for the millions of people who rely upon us for their medical care. And just as clearly, the lack of access to abundant amounts of clean water would create extraordinary challenges for us.
Tonko previously visited drinking water systems in Schenectady, Delanson, Altamont, Albany, and elsewhere. He met with Troy Mayor Patrick Madden in early 2016 to discuss that city's major water main break. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.